Hello, Itrepreneur Fan Club. Everybody who follows and has followed Perry Brill and Dr. Raymond Brill for many years and knows a lot about these two gentlemen and what they're about, all their optical knowledge and ways to increase the profits of your optical. So recently, Perry Brill and myself and our team, my name is Erica Carcella, by the way, and I am Perry Brill's creative director. We created a very fun and new way to buy overstock eyewear. Now, this is great for your optical because you have room to buy these frames that are up to 70% off normal wholesale pricing. You can resell these at 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 times markup. And that is what we are here to talk about today, Perry's Eyewear Garden. And I'm going to kind of be the devil's advocate and ask Perry questions about this new concept and tell you guys how you can be a part of it. So Perry, first of all, how would you in like one sentence describe Perry's Eyewear Garden?
Oh, I'm hyped to talk about Perry's Eyewear Garden. But before I do that, just want to let everybody know on May 6th, which is a Thursday this week, at 1 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, we're holding a live eyewear buying event. This is the first of any kind. We're live streaming, and you need to register for this event. You are going to have access to over 15 independent eyewear brands, and we are giving these up for anywhere from 50 to 70% off. Many of you have watched really fun shows like QVC, I don't even know what QVC stands for, or HSN, Home Shopping Network, where they're like selling bags that make your produce last longer, or like the best frying pan in the world. So imagine that style of shopping, but for wholesale eyewear. And we're offering this eyewear in packages, so you can buy them in like 15 frames per package, 30, 45, and I hand select all these frames for you, and you buy them e-commerce. It's a totally different way of buying frames for your office, and you're going to buy them not from the rep, not from the manufacturer, but from me, Itrepreneur Media, in something we call Perry's Eyewear Garden, and this is a live stream event. It's going to be really fun. I'm going to share the brand story of each brand of eyewear, and then I'm going to model the eyewear, and then you're going to be led to an e-commerce page where you can just buy the glasses. And super sweet deals, and we're going to get more into what this live event is about and what Perry's Eyewear Garden is about. Right now, if you could please go to the show notes of whatever podcast app you're listening to this on, register for the May 6th event. Just need your first name, last name, email, really. And if your staff listening to this, bring your coworkers. If you're a doctor, bring your staff. Everyone's invited, and it really needs to be a collaborative event so everybody can learn how to buy eyewear unconventionally and super profitable. Usually when we buy eyeglasses for our opticals and practices and offices, we have frame reps that come in, or we go to trade shows and we hand select every single piece that we want to stock in our practices, which is a total colossal waste of time. We all think that we are the best frame buyers. We know the fashion behind these opticals. We know the fashion our patients want, whether it's blue collar people that just want something sturdy and standard, or fashionistas. And I saw a gap in the market, and I noticed, why do we waste time picking out glasses? Why don't we just buy in packages of like 30 frames, 40 frames? So essentially what I've done with Perry's Eyewear Garden is I'm the frame buyer for dozens and dozens of offices.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So how does someone buy a frame from you? Like, why would they come and decide to buy frames from Perry Brill if they could just go and buy frames themselves directly from the source?
Well, first, let me define the concept of Perry's Eyewear Garden. Basically, what we have done is we buy overstock eyewear from frame manufacturers in bulk. So every single week, I am buying frames in bulk, like 300 to 500 at a time, from only independent frame companies. I believe in independent eyewear. It's high quality and it's good stuff, and it's ahead of the fashion trends, or right on fashion. And the reason that you would buy from me versus a traditional wholesaler is, number one, savings. All frame manufacturers have lots of bloat and what they do. They have marketing costs, they have reps, they have offices and facilities, and they go to trade shows, and they spend a lot of money. And all that money, hundreds of thousands of dollars they spend a year, goes back into inflating the cost of their frames. Now, when you buy from Perry's Eyewear Garden, number one, I don't have an office. I have a home office. Number two, I don't have sales reps. Number three, my marketing budget is super low. I'm just trying to get in touch with people. And it's all done through the web. And that's what Perry's Eyewear Garden is about. It's about giving access to high quality eyewear at very low prices, allowing profit margin.
Okay, that makes sense. So what makes it overstock eyewear in the first place? Like, why is it overstock? Is it in the bags of reps? Is it just eyewear that's ugly and doesn't get sold? Or what is it?
Overstock eyewear is basically frame companies always have to buy a certain amount of frames when they're producing. And sometimes they overbuy. And it's really important that these frame manufacturers, they have to clear out their warehouses. So they end up selling overstock to people like me. And I'll buy, you know, anywhere from 300 to 1,000 frames at a time. And I get a really great deal on it. And that's how I pass the savings on to you. These frame manufacturers are just trying to cover their cost and recoup their funds. And that's how we can offer extremely low prices on a high quality product. And all this product is in pristine condition. It's new. It has not been worn. These are not returns.
Okay, that makes sense. So I guess going back to a question I already asked, it's kind of to dive a little deeper in it. But if you're going and contacting these manufacturing companies and buying overstock eyewear, why can't an optical owner or an optometrist go and do that themselves?
Yeah, certainly. Any optometry office or optical, I highly recommend you call these manufacturers yourself and say, hey, I'm interested in overstock. They might call them closeouts, discontinued. Everybody has different terms for stuff. The reason that you'll struggle to do that is you will not be able to buy the volume that's needed to get the prices you want. So when you buy, let's say you have one location and you want to buy 30 overstock frames, you're not going to get a fantastic pricing. Let's say a frame is normally 100 wholesale, they might offer it to you for 60. Now, since I'm buying, you know, anywhere from 300 to 1,000 frames at a time from a certain company, I'm able to get jack that price way down. And so now you might be able to buy that $100 frame for like $30.
That answers my question. Would you also say that Perry's Eyewear Garden gives optometrists and optical owners convenience, and you kind of do all the hard work for them, and they're able to just come to the source straight to you, Perry Brill, and buy these amazing frames that were overstock that didn't have a chance to sell at a great, great price?
There's definitely convenience in buying from me. Number one, I vet all the companies. They are reputable companies. They produce good quality products. There's not going to be, you know, nickel in the frames corroding. And these are all going to be really sellable styles. Another convenience to Perry's Eyewear Garden is we allow you to buy e-commerce. And what I mean by that is basically when you get onto our website and we offer it in package pricing. So it's no longer do you got to sit down with the rep and pick out every stinking pair and waste 2 hours of time, you know, chatting. You can just go to the website. You can buy 30 frames. You have no account needed. Many times we even offer terms. And
okay,
I even offer a 14-day, you know, return period. I'm so confident you'll like the frames.
So Perry, let's say I never heard of a brand that you really sell me on, and I go and to entrepreneurdeals.com, or what is it? Deals@entrepreneur.com.
No, deals.entrepreneur.com. We'll put the link in the bio so you guys can go there easily.
Yeah. You know, it's not my full-time job to memorize HTTPS links.
URLs.
Perry. So let's say that you just sold me on a brand I've never heard of before, and I go to your deals page on Entrepreneur, and I decide to buy a package of frames. They look like they're preset packages, right?
Yeah, we really make it easy to buy into brands. I know a big frustration of a lot of offices is they love a frame collection, but they do not have enough board space. and they don't want to just put in a 40-piece opening order for $5,000 because, like, that's, you know, it's an investment and you have to have the board space for it. And if you're like me, there's never a good time to put a new frame line in. You just have to force it. We offer different levels of packaging. So we start usually anywhere at like 15 frames per frame package, go up to 30, 45, and sometimes even up to 100 per frame package.
But what if one of these packages has a couple frames I think are ugly and I don't want? Like, if I can't choose by packages, then why am I going to buy a package that has a couple frames I don't want?
Well, you know what, Erica, I'm going to challenge you. We buy for our patients who are the consumers, and we think we know what they want. But until you try every single frame on a patient's head, you're not going to know what works and what does not work. And I strongly believe that every frame has a home. It has a face. And the more times you show a frame, you increase the probability of selling it. So when you have that funky red cat eye frame that you think nobody's going to buy except Kathy, the cat eye lady, and she only comes in once a year. Well, if you put that red frame on 15 women, one of them is going to buy it.
Hmm. And you're positive about that?
Yes, I'm willing to give away my left arm on that one.
Wow. Okay. It probably tastes like chicken. Could put it over the grill. Okay, Perry. So another question I have is, you said that you focus, you know, the Perry's Eyewear Garden focus is primarily on independent small brands, right?
100%.
Okay, Perry. So you said that you focus on small brands, right? Independent frame lines that probably a lot of people haven't heard of.
Yeah, a lot of these are unknown. They're from Canada. They're from Japan. Some are even US based. And yeah, you're not going to know about a lot of them.
Okay, so then if I don't know about them, then they must not be that good, right? Like, I should have, I know all the brands that I think are really good, and I'm like, you know, one of the best optometrists in the nation, and I have connections all over the nation, or optical owner, whatever it is, you know, optician. I know my stuff. So why, you know, should I go and buy a brand that, like, doesn't even have an Instagram profile?
Yeah, I think most independent eyewear brands have Instagram profiles, and man, or woman, I'll say, sometimes they have like 20, 30, 40,000 followers, and it's genuine, authentic content. But why should you buy a brand you never heard of? I'll tell you why. If you want to be a follower and sell the same brands as everybody else in your town, go ahead, do it. Now, if you want to carry unique frame lines and set yourself apart, that's where you should be. Most independent frame lines do not sell online, number one. They're not going to be available on eBay or some overstock website. So that's why you should trust to buy the independent brands I bring you. If you go to deals.itrepreneur.com and link in show notes to get there, I record a video every single week where you can learn about the frame line. Now, I know it's like tough because you can't feel it, you can't touch it, see what hinges it has, the polish, the finish. But you're just going to have to take my word for it that this stuff is quality.
So do you offer, like, I know you kind of mentioned this for a second, like 14-day refund policy, but what about warranties? What about cases? Do you offer all that stuff that just makes it really easy for me as a consumer to buy from you?
No cases. I would say on 90% of the brands we sell through Perry's Eyewear Garden, they do not come with cases. And the reason is, you're getting these frames at, you know, up to 70% off, usually between 50 to 70% off. And it does not come with a case. Cases add to shipping cost as well. And look, patients don't really care what case they get. Just give them a nice, decent case. There are so many case manufacturers that you can buy from. Just buy 100 at a time or 300 at a time. And as long as they get a quality case and a cleaning cloth, they're not going to be like, hey, where's my authentic case? So with risk comes reward, I will say. And what was the other question you had?
I was just asking, like, do you offer warranties? What if a frame comes scratched? What if?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we've been tricked in the industry about warranties. We have to offer a warranty on everything we do. But the truth is, unless you're selling crap eyewear, you know, stuff that you buy for $10, $30, that's when warranties come in. The spring hinges break, some kid rips it off his head, he's chewing on it. Most warranties are not even warranties. They are abuse by the patient. And that the reason I don't offer warranties is you're getting such a slick deal on this product that who cares? If the patient breaks a left temple, who cares? You bought the frame for $30. Just give them a new frame. Are you willing to risk $30? You know, how many warranties are you actually doing a month? If you have excessive warranties, 10, 15, 20, you have a problem in your optical. And you need to stand up for yourself and make the patient buy a new frame. But my advice to you is don't play the warranty game. It's not worth it. When you buy high quality product, you have less warranties. And all I do is offer high quality.
I like it. Now, Perry Brill, let's back up a little bit. People might be a little confused by the whole name, Perry's Eyewear Garden. So explain to us, why is it named Perry's Eyewear Garden? And like, what's something fun and quirky about it? Because we know that you have a quirky brand. You are made fun of a lot by your employees. And it's just, you make it so easy. But, you know, you have all these very quirky social posts, and it's just what you're known for. You put yourself out there in a way that most people don't. So what is it?
Usually what I do is I wake up every morning and no alarm usually. And then I make a latte, oat milk latte, and then I crawl in a hole. That's generally my morning routine.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because you guys throw so much shade at me.
So you just live in very dark, lonely, cold spaces.
Yes, Vermont has very nice soil. It's a great, safe place to be.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. So I'll help you out with that question, Perry. Perry's Eyewear Garden was a collaborative source on our team at Eyetrepreneur, and it's supposed to signify fresh, organic deals, stuff that you can't find anywhere else. And, you know, it's a great play on words, so we can, as many of you have probably seen these videos that are funny and enjoyable to watch. You know, we'll have these frames in gardens and picking them out. We want to make this fun and entertaining for you guys and gals, because it's not just about it doesn't have to be mundane like many parts of the medical field are. So we just want to bring something fun and make you laugh. And we hope that you watch these quirky videos that we post every week. You know, I slave away putting edits on those.
Yeah, you do. You're pretty good at it. I thought I was good at editing your video. Then I gave the task to you, and you trumped me on it.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Perry.
I know.
Now it's out there forever. Well, okay. So let's get back to it real quick. Let me just ask another few questions. When the heck, like, is this a special subscription, like club, where it's like, you know, the Underground Railroad system where you can only find out by word of mouth? Or is this something that you want the whole world to know so they can sign up? I hear it's text only.
And yeah, you know, this is like the speakeasy for eyewear.
Okay, cool. I like that.
Come on down to Perry's Eyewear Garden, the speakeasy for eyewear.
Hey, that's a good simile there. So
yeah.
When does it take place? When, if I am interested in this, how do I sign up and make sure every week I don't miss out on these deals?
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, we do what we call a frame drop. We have limited quantities of all of our frames. So sometimes we bring in a frame line and we only have 30 pieces. Sometimes we bring in a frame line and I'll have, you know, 400 pieces. And when it's sold out, it's sold out. You know, sometimes we blow through all the frames in one night, and sometimes, you know, we only go through a fourth of it. So it really varies. Now, the way you can learn about these deals is we don't post them publicly online. You can't shop them 24/7 because every week we have to restock our inventory, and it's very time consuming to do, to purchase and procure these items. We clean them all up. And then we have to organize them, the men's and women's, and putting the collections together.
It's a lot of work, basically.
It's a crap load of work. My web developer Pratik, love the dude. He really slaves away at getting all these e-commerce packages ready for easy purchase online. So if you text hello or what up, any word you want. You can text that to 913-349-5436. It's my business line. No, we're not going to spam you. We send a lot of education to this number as well. But that's how you sign up for Perry's Ira Garden. It's a text message subscription club only. Not everybody is going to get these deals. We want to make sure exclusive to you who are actually interested in eyewear. And you'll get a link, and every Monday at 8 p.m., you'll see the 3 to 4 brands that are available. It changes every single week, and you'll get sent to brand pages. You can read about the eyewear. You'll see pictures. You can watch the video, and you'll see the pricing that's available. The more you buy, the more you save. And you literally just select the number of frames in a package you want, 15, 30, 45, 100. Click, put your credit card in, and your order is sent. The frames will be shipped out on 1 to 2 business days. I will put together a package that I think works well for you. And you're more than welcome to even leave a few special note instructions like, hey, I want men's only, or, you know, don't send me any P3s or something like that.
Okay, so there's a note section for me to leave you notes.
Yeah, I mean, you can say I'm freaking awesome. You can do whatever you want.
You smell, you're hairy.
Those are both true.
Okay, so you said, just to clarify, and everybody here listening knows for sure, this is text message only. Only.
Yeah, we're really trying to distill it down to people that really care. We don't want to bother everybody. So that if you get on the list, you know, you'll get a text message every Monday, and it's super easy to buy. You don't have to overthink these things. You know, we're used to spending so much money on opening orders for frame lines. But when I offer you a whole 30 piece opening order for, you know, $1,000, $2,000, you don't have to think too hard about this. You should make decisions.
I think that answered most of the questions I could think of that came at you, Perry Brill. I'm just over here staring at these massive boxes in his house, and you can be assured that Perry Brill is, you know, carefully putting gloves on his hands and so as not to smudge these pretty lenses when he's packaging them up for you. Just kidding. They'll probably have dog hair.
My whole house has been vaccinated, we'll say.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
And I promise my little pit bull dog has not chewed on any of these beautiful frames.
Yeah. He likes to eat bones and choke on roast strings instead.
He actually likes pig ears. That's one of his favorite treats.
Oh, that's cute. I'm understanding more about Perry's Eyewear Garden, and I'm curious, if you have such high markups with these overstock frames, why is it so high? Like, what is a typical markup in optometry or in the optical field? What is a typical markup, and why are these such great markup deals?
If you ask most opticians and optometrists what their markup is on eyewear, they'll say 2.7, 3 times plus $25. They have all these hard set rules that they abide by. I don't know why they do that. It's silly. Really, if we want to be competitive in optometry, our costs keep going up. VSP, IMED, Spectera, Davis, you name it. They're not giving us raises. Our heating bills keep going up. Payroll keeps going up. Everybody wants more money. We have to pay for healthcare. So how are you going to make more money? You make more money by lowering your cost of goods. And that's what Perry's Eyewear Garden is all about. It's procurement of quality goods at low and fair prices. Now, as far as markup goes, let's say a frame generally wholesales for $100, but you were to buy that $100 wholesale frame for $30. Are you going to still do a 3x markup? You know, are you going to mark up that $30 frame to $90? No, you're going to mark up that $30 frame to, you know, $200 or $300. You know, take advantage of, you know, that 5 to 8x markup that you're getting on that pair of glasses. That's what Perry's Eyewear Garden is all about.
Very cool. Perry, this sounds too good to be true, honestly. Like, why is no one else doing this?
Well, you said the term Underground Railroad before in the cast. Yeah, it's hard. You have to be like in the know, in the club to get these deals. You got to know people, and you got to know the reps that offer overstock. But I'm bringing it to the ground. It's Groundhog Day, okay, in optical. And I'm just making the eyewear available. It's not, the concept is super simple.
Perry, I know a lot of optical buyers are probably going to be skeptical, and they're going to say, hey, Perry, let me see the frames. I want to see the frames. I want to make sure this is a real deal. What do you say to people like that?
I get it. I love to touch frames, feel frames, try them on. However, whose money is this? It's not the optician's money. They don't owe the practice many most of the time. If you do, props to you for owning a practice. I love opticians getting involved in entrepreneurship. But this is the doctor's practice. It's their money. It's their funds. And opticians generally don't spend the money like they should. They're just like, well, doctor said I can spend money, so I'm going to spend money. Optometrists, these are your funds. It's your bank account. And you need to be doing what's best. Do not let your optician run you. You need to set your foot down and say, look, I want you to try this. I want you to order from Perry's Eye Regarded. Give it a try. If you don't like it, then, hey, at least we tried it. Plus, Perry's Eye Regarded has a 14-day return policy.
Okay, that's great. But you didn't really answer my question. What if I want to touch the frames? Are you saying I can't touch them?
Get over it is what I say. Heck no. So the reason, and we're being kind of silly here, but silly and stern. The reason you can't touch them and feel them is we're offering them at such discounted pricing that you have to accept some risk when you're buying overstock. And no, we can't send samples. All that stuff adds to the cost of the eyewear. So I'm happy to send you samples, but I'm going to have to charge you a lot more for the eyewear.
Okay, so will you send me a sample?
No. No samples. No, I'm...
Okay, so you will offer a sample if they pay for it. Okay, so no samples, no matter what. If they offer you $100,000?
I'll say donate to charity.
Yeah, right.
I'm a greedy son of a bastard.
What if I get my package and a couple of the frames are damaged or have scratches on them?
I hand inspect every single frame under an LED light before I send them out. I actually do because, there are shady characters in every industry, and I don't know, where that frame could have been coming from. So yeah, I have seen damaged frames come through, and I set them aside on my desk and I mark them as blemished. But if you do receive a frame that's damaged, I will happily refund you that frame or send you a replacement. Yeah, definitely easygoing. I'm not here to make life miserable for anybody. I'm just here to add profitability.
Perry, give me the number one reason why I should try Perry's Eyewear Garden.
Well, for first-time customers, you get... You ready for this? Wait for it.
I'm ready.
You get snacks. You get healthy snacks with every package. Only for new customers in your first package. I'm not going to send you Starburst. I'm not going to give you Twinkies. And your favorite, Erica, zebra cakes.
Oh, yeah. I have some in my bag right now.
Did you really? So gross.
Yeah, I know. You know what? It was here's my advice. Don't go to the store hungry or starving. If you're starving, you're going to buy all the stuff you never thought you'd buy in your life again.
You know, when frame reps show up with donuts and crap and bagels, I'm like, that's not what I want. I'm working in an office all day. I want something healthy, right?
Yeah.
So something that's what we're preaching as far as health goes. The number one reason you need to get introduced and try out Perry's Eyewear Garden is to offer programs and packages and specials within your office. When you have a patient that wants a second pair of glasses, it's likely that you're giving a 30% discount off because VSP or IMED mandates that. Now, when you give that 30% discount off that second pair, that 30% you gave off is profit. You just gave away 30% of your profit. But if you're providing a piece of eyewear that you bought from Perry's Eyewear Garden, you already got that frame like 70% off. So you have a crap ton of margin left in that pair of glasses for second pairs. Perry's Eyewear Garden is the best second pair frame because you can offer it at a package pricing. You know, no, let's say someone buys a pair of progressives in a frame for $500. That next pair of glasses that's not involving insurance, let's say it's a computer progressive with AR, it's likely going to cost the patient $800 to $1,000 cash. Now, not many patients are going to want to fork over another $1,000 on a second pair because they just got a great deal on their vision plan. So you can use these overstock deals from Perry's Ira Garden to give patients better pricing. The purpose of buying overstock is to run more volume through your office. We want to sell more glasses. Now, it's really hard to do it when all you have is full price product. So that's why you have to have these special introductory offers. Another thing I want to get across is a lot of times we have people that come in and say, I just want a pair of glasses. And what that means is I don't have a lot of spending power and I still want to look good and feel good in my glasses, but I don't want to spend $300. I don't want to spend $200. I just want to spend like $150.
Or I just want what my insurance covers.
Exactly. I just want what my insurance covers. The worst words we ever hear. Now, when someone says that, it doesn't mean they're broke. Sometimes for a lot of people, their glasses are not very meaningful. It's a utility, it's a tool, and they don't care what it looks like or how it feels. Well, they do care how it feels, but they don't care what it looks like necessarily. They're not obsessed with style. And so if you have an edger and you have a Perry's Eyewear Garden frame, even better, you can make that whole $150 pair of glasses for perhaps less than $20 all in. And so now you just netted $130 profit. So that is the number one convoluted reason to try procuring inventory for your store from me.
Barry, I'm assuming that your optical staff is going to be skeptical when it comes to these brands because, you know, they are just buying a package and they can't reorder because you don't even know what frames you're going to be getting from the manufacturer, right? It could be different every time.
Yeah, totally. I don't know if you've ever done this, Erica, but occasionally, like in the summer, let's say I'm going to a pool party, you know, I've got my guns out, my six pack, I'm walking in, figuratively, literally, like I got my six pack of beer and six pack on my stomach.
Yeah, you wish.
It's looking a little more jelly today with the Rona beers and beard.
Okay, so the question is, the optical staff is probably going to be skeptical because they can't get replacements.
Right, and let's say a patient is trying on a green frame and they're like, hey, does this come in any colors? Well, luckily in Perry's Eyewear Garden, I try to send everybody 2 to 3 colors of every frame that I put in. So you're not getting just a bunch of random singles. So if you ordered 50 frames, I'm definitely going to make sure you get with each model I send you, I'm going to make sure it has a few colors if available. It can't always be like that. It just depends on what I have on hand. But when that patient asks, hey, does it come in another color? You know what you say? No, that's it. It's really that simple. And you say it really friendly.
What if there's a frame that I bought that I really, really liked and oh my gosh, I sold all 3 of them in 2 weeks. How do I get another one?
Well, you can just text us 913-349-5436. We still might have them in inventory. Or
what if you don't?
If we don't, you know what I recommend? You call the frame manufacturer directly and say, hey, do you have this frame in stock? And it's likely they're going to say, yes, we'd be happy to sell it to you. So when you buy from me, it's a good chance to try out different frame lines, and then you can establish direct relationships with these manufacturers.
Okay, that was another question I had. So would you say that you make it way easier for a company or an optometry practice, an optical owner, to try out these new brands without signing up for the huge opening order and opening up an account and having to spend a certain amount of money and then end up hating the frame line?
Happens all the time. You bring in a frame line and it fails. You just spent $5,000 on some cute frame line and then it fails. Sucks. You can return.
So then let's say I buy a frame line from you that I never would have taken the chance to buy straight from the source because of the risk, right? And then I end up loving it. So I'm like, okay, great. I'm positive about this risk. So that's something that's positive for those of you listening.
Yeah, 100%. This gets into the topic of every optical should have anywhere between 10 to 30% of their optical as overstocks or closeouts. Now, those terms generally have really negative feelings behind them, but just wipe your slate clean. There's nothing wrong with an overstock frame or a closeout or a discontinued frame. There's nothing wrong. The parts aren't bad. You have to realize that when a frame hits your store shelf, it's a ticking time bomb before it's being discontinued. And one of my recommendations is, I used to do this all the time for Ray-Ban in my dad's practice. I would order half my Ray-Bans from the rep because I wanted to maintain my account status. And then I would order half my Ray-Bans from a closeout source. And these closeouts, many of them were even current. So I will tell you, many of the frames you buy from me, they're current. They're current. You can get them.
Very cool, Perry. Is there anything else you thought that I missed questioning you or that you think that your listeners are wondering?
I suggest, you know, with Perry's Eye Regarding, we're a team here. When stuff sells well for you, I'm happy and you're happy. I want you to text us at 913-349-5436 or go to the link in the show notes. You'll find it there as well. And collaborate with us. Ask us questions. How can I make more profits? We're here for, you know, virtual consulting. It doesn't cost you anything. We want to give you tips. And this is not silly optical education like, you know, you're getting from some magazines that tell you to, you know, make some stupid sale banner. You know, we're going to give you actionable ways to make profits now.
Hope you enjoyed this unconventional episode about optical profitability and Perry's Eye Regarding. Man, I'm so tired of saying that, even though it's super catchy. Come to my event May 6th, 1 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern. Yes, two time frames, one during the afternoon, one during the evening, and you're going to have the chance to buy eyewear. This is not a scam. This is not a joke. These are real deals to add profitability to your practice. Do yourself a favor. Do your bottom line a favor. Do your books a favor. P&L a favor. Just buy the damn eyewear, okay? Go to the link in the show notes and register for the event.